Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we're a day late. I was actually at a doctor's appointment last week, but yesterday. But joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Boy, news happens fast these days.
It does.
We could just cover what happened this afternoon. I want to get personal with you a little bit. Over the weekend, I saw you, your video about the Sig Sauer P320.
Yes.
Good work. What I didn't see and couldn't tell before, one of your issues with Glocks was the way it fit your hands, the trigger placement. It was keep going low and left.
Yep.
How was it grouping with the P320?
In the beginning, it was doing it low and left, and then I settled down for a minute because I was like, okay, hang on. And then I settled down, and then it started to group perfectly, and then it, I was punching the golf ball, baseball size hole with it. And,
wow.
Then I took it, and I started aiming at plates about the size of a baseball at about between 12 and 15 yards.
Yep.
And they were higher than me, not head level, but higher than me. So I was, since that was smaller, I was thinking maybe in my field of vision that might look the same as a B8 target would at 25 yards. So
sure.
I was trying to hit that, and with the compact pistol, it's a little more difficult than it is with the full-size P320, which I released a video on that today, but it's doable. It is absolutely doable. Well, you know, I should have done a little more before I decided to go back to Glock. But hey,
Speaking of which, I've got a new gun owner who's going to come over. One of the things I want to do with him, I have a cert pistol. It's a laser gun.
Right.
And with the gun down at his hip, I'm going to just have him practice. Every time he touches the trigger, a light will appear on the wall. It's a laser pointed out of the barrel. And it will help him learn to press straight back, because that's one of those foundational skills. You can learn it at some point, and if you don't, you're going to struggle with it forever.
Right.
Keeping the news in the family, I heard that Dan Zimmerman's The Truth About Guns site on Facebook was taken down.
Yep.
Was that yesterday? Did he get a chance to talk about it?
Well, he wasn't on the show yesterday either, because
Okay.
I wasn't here. But we did talk about it last Friday, and yeah, they got taken down.
Yeah. So even reporting the news on guns is now verboten. That must upset the deep state. I noticed some good news. The AR-15 website, AR15.com, is back up. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Today's been one of those days. I've just been sort of laying around. I did record another video, but I was so out of it as far as just not hitting on all cylinders that the first time I recorded the video, I forgot to turn on the mics. So I had to re-record it, and, you know.
Well, was this a back adjustment yesterday? Is that what kept you out?
No, it was about my lungs.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it's just one of them things. It's no big deal.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Best wishes. One thing I want to do here, I went back through some of my self-defense gun stories, and I realized there's some things our new shooters, the millions of them, you know, to you and I, it's another self-defense defensive gun use, a DGU, except no, there's layers to it, and they don't know it. Rather than go, maybe we'll do it after the break, but I want to talk about a highlight, even just a tease. New gun owners are corrupted by Hollywood.
I haven't seen that, but you can tell me about it. You got 4 minutes, 3 minutes. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, right. Think of it. What happens in Hollywood? You make noise with your gun because they're
sure.
Trying to say, hey, this is a gun. Otherwise, it's just a dark shape in their hands. Real gun owners don't do that. That's really a bad idea. We go. High noon. Hey, stop there or I'll shoot. Wait a minute. You're in a store where you work. There's a bad guy robbing it. He's got a gun pointed at your boss or one of your coworkers. You're going to run your mouth? It's a proven fact. You cannot run your mouth and run your finger at the same time. You can't shoot and talk. I mean, the best shooters in the world can't. We haven't lived with speech long enough. It's only been a few million years since we learned to talk, and we haven't learned to make those circuits work at the same time. So they think there's a time to shoot and a time to talk, and new gun owners get them confused. And the other is, there's a guy who's facing away from us. He's a lethal threat to innocent people. We don't have to make him turn around and point a gun at us before we can shoot him. Before we should shoot him. Look, if it's not a lethal threat to innocent people, the gun is the wrong tool. If it is, there are no Marquis de Queensberry rules where you square off face-to-face and take turns shooting each other. That's not how it works. On the other hand, it makes for really poor cinematography as, oh, that man desperately needs to be shot. Bang. It's over too quickly to make good cinema.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Hollywood thing does sort of pollute the pool, doesn't it?
Well, we're going to jump in another minute and a half off to a break. Okay. This happened in a cell phone store in Chicago. A guy comes in, robs the two employees there. One was actually the boss. And we're not sure who went back, but I'm pretty sure one of them went into the back room because the guy says, give me your new cell phones. Well, you don't keep them all on the counter because you don't want people to do a smash and grab on you. I'll get them in the back room, come back. We're not sure who went back, but here's what we know for sure. If they talked about it, it's the person who is armed who should leave the front of the store. Because they're behind the curtain. I'm going to hit a silent alarm. The cops are on their way. I'm going to draw, and I can take that extra quarter second to present my firearm, get a fantastic grip, and through the curtain, in the dark, with a doorway covering most of me, I can line up a shot and save a life.
Yep.
And that doesn't look anything like the gunfights we see on Hollywood.
Very rarely does it. Let me tell people how to find. Well, I tell you what, you tell people how to find you.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's carried on Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. If I've been good, if I bring in some news articles, I get to talk to Bill and the Ninjas.
Yeah, if he's been good, yeah. If he's been good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we go!
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. speaking with Rob Morse as we go along and everything else. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, we're going to jump to politics because it's in our face. But before we do, talking about that defensive gun use, the reason that story is so important is that we have to think about something before we can do it. That planning, also called tactics, puts us in a position from which we can't lose. Because, you know, if you get in a gunfight, even if you have fast hands, you can lose. If you're shooting from a position of cover, someone's trying to break into your house, you close your bedroom door, they have to smash their way in, you're behind the bed. Grandma doesn't need great gunfighting skills to save her life and the life of her kids that are staying with her. And that's what we want. We want to give you an almost insurmountable advantage because I don't want you to get hurt. Again, not the drama that Hollywood wants to sell. I was confused by this last election. Bill, have you figured it out yet?
The stolen part?
Well, no, all of it. I mean, it's clear it was stolen, but who's pulling the strings?
Well, if I had to make a guess, I would think maybe the Chinese.
Part of it. I would agree.
I think maybe the Chinese. I think the left in and of themselves are sort of very, very complicit in this because of all the multifaceted tools they brought to the table to steal it.
Right. Well, but okay, there were some tells. Oh, we have tractor trailers full of ballots being driven around, and the FBI can't find any evidence. I think the FBI is complicit in this. We had Dominion voting machines sending electronic data to foreign servers and getting information back to say, okay, we had to stop the vote. Now we know how many fake ballots we need. Okay, change it by this month, which is why we see goofy curves in the election results. To me, that says maybe the CIA and NSA were doing this. Oh, to impeach Trump after the election, before they did that COVID-19 bill, the $1.6 trillion, out of which you and I got $500 million, and the rest went to foreign countries so that the foreign countries could then pull a Biden and have some kickbacks. Before that bill was passed, they didn't have the votes in the House to impeach Trump. After that bill was passed, they suddenly did. I think the State Department was involved in lining that up. Couldn't have happened without them. So, yeah, that one stunk. And Obviously, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Now, Mitch's wife is Elaine Chao. Her family runs a shipping business out of China. Yeah, there may be some conflicts of interest there. So, I don't think the Democrat won this election, Bill. I think the deep state won the election. And when I think about it that way, it just makes much more sense.
And they certainly flexed their muscles and showed a few things. The biggest issue, I think, though, and there's a few things I'd like to go back and see. I'd really like to know how Bernie Sanders lost to first Hillary Clinton and then to Joe Biden.
Right.
Because it typically, Bernie Sanders gets on top of the wave, and he's surfing the wave, and it's a giant wave, and then all of a sudden, for no reason at all, it just falls off the board.
So you think he was either bought off, pushed off, or running the Dominion fraud on him?
I think they were running the Dominion fraud on him, too.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think as a matter of fact, I think that's probably where they got the proof of concept out of it.
The prototype runs.
Yeah. Because, if you look back at 2013, for example, when they recalled the senators in Colorado, there was obviously nothing in place there. If you look at Barack Obama's election, Barack Obama, I do not think, had to have any intervention whatsoever. He had some hapless, McCain and Romney not exactly, shall I say, inspirational.
Right.
And both of them, anytime a anytime a president, and I think Trump probably found this out too, anytime a president talks mainly about his opponent and not about what he's going to do, it seems like they lose.
What's also interesting, though, is that both McCain and Romney would have been vetted by the deep state.
Yeah.
They're swamp creatures.
Yes. But that is a good point. But, I mean, at that time, you know, I mean, it was a much less volatile time under Obama than it is today. And that's because the deep state found out that there are enough numbers sufficient to elect a president that they don't choose.
Right. Surprise.
And that's why I think in the last 4 years, all of this has been amped up. So, you know, there are a lot of things moving right now, a lot of plates spinning in the air. We're going to see what we get out of it. I do not think that Gropey Joe is going to have the smooth sailing he thinks he's going to have. We've seen a split Senate before. And the last time we had it, when it was Lott and Daschle, they actually liked each other.
Right. They actually worked together.
Yes. So I don't know if we're going to see that with Schumer and McConnell, unless McConnell goes full on Rhino, which I don't put it past him.
He already said, this was all Trump's fault. So to me, that tells me that somebody's got some dirt on him and, yeah, he's a swamp creature.
I'm going to tell you what I think about that. I don't have time to do that, but I'm going to tell you what I think about that statement when we get back, simply because I think it is an educational thing to consider.
Excellent.
And you have a point of reference on that. Tell people how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, selfdefensegunstories.com. I co-host the Polite Society podcast, politicsandguns.com. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it goes to Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and Ammo Land. Bill, I'm eager to see what you're going to say about the swamp.
Well, it's not about the swamp. It's about some of these guys that are in Congress. I just think they're useful idiots. The swamp endures as they come and they go. But I'll point it out when we get back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Tuesday, one day before Joe Biden becomes America's next president. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting to consider President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Avril Haines lays out what she believes is the greatest challenge she will face.
But perhaps the greatest challenge to be faced by the next DNI, internally and externally, including with the workforce, this committee and the public, is building the trust and confidence necessary to protect the American people.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley announced he plans to object to a swift consideration of President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Hawley saying Alejandro Mayorkas has not adequately explained how we would protect the southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A country music star is getting ready to perform at the inauguration.
Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday. This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
About a dozen National Guard members of the 25,000 are being relieved of their duties at tomorrow's inauguration. The FBI conducting routine background checks and looking at criminal history. The officials say there is a zero tolerance policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Do you remember Recoil Magazine Gate? Do you remember when that happened?
Sure.
Now, when that happened, the reason it happened was that Jerry Tsai, who was the editor at Recoil Magazine, but he was also a California gun guy.
Right.
He got out there and he reviewed a gun and he said, this gun is not intended for civilians as it should not be, or something, basically saying this is not a gun that civilians should ever have.
My memory of the event exactly.
Well, that's, I always thought when I was talking to people, I've never spoken with Jerry Tsai, but you know, in follow-up conversations I had later on down the road when Ian Harrison became the editor and some other things, this was basically, a lot of that had to do with the fact that he was a California gun guy. That his attitude was based on his upbringing and lifestyle of living in California.
Yep.
Where it was okay to be denied certain guns. Where right. The people of California were happy to be allowed to have other guns that were on the list, but, you know, at the same time, they're not allowed to have every gun out there because they're not on the DOJ-approved list.
Right.
So,
unless
I thought
you're
about
a state
that.
Employee.
Right. So I thought about that for a minute, and, you know, one of the things that these hapless Republicans do is they believe that they can make the media like them. They believe that the media, and the media, I mean, the media looks at the Lincoln Project as a bunch of useful idiots. I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there slamming them. How bad have you got to be? As far as they were like, we didn't get nothing from them. And now, of course, they've been hired by the opposition of Israel. But that's all for Benjamin Netanyahu. But the thing that strikes me here is that it seems like he thinks that this is what he's supposed to say.
Right.
Because this is what everybody else is saying. This is what everybody else is saying, that he provoked this. You know, he could go, a little critical thinking would go a long way on this.
Mm-hmm.
They could, you know, the transcript of the speech is out there. The other part of it is they've already impeached him, and yet the FBI and a few other places have discovered, and McConnell should know this, they've discovered that this could have been, some of this stuff that happened actually happened in the Capitol was pre-planned. Which completely
wrote about that, right?
It completely torpedoes the whole premise behind impeachment and everything Mitch McConnell is saying when his little face opens.
Right.
So you know, there's a bunch of parallel worlds occurring in D.C. right now. What the FBI thinks has happened? I mean, supposedly they're vetting National Guard troops. I would love to know how they vetted 30,000 of them. It took them 8 weeks to do my background check when I was in the military. I would love to, unless they just did a, you know, like a gun background check on somebody and had everybody lined up. But I mean, you know, there's certain things that can happen to you and you can be in the military and it doesn't disqualify you for being in the military. I would love to know what their line of demarcation was on that. But a lot of parallel worlds happening now, and I just look at that, and I'm just, you know, McConnell thinks he's saying what he's expected to say.
I know, at least eight people that were at that rally would say, wow, 3 degrees of separation, nothing. I have their phone numbers. And their reports to me are nothing like what the media was putting out there. Not a bit. Not even recognizable as the same event. What the media was spun to me struck me like the 2 minute, you like films, the 2 minute hate scene out of Orwell. These evil Republicans there to overthrow the government at risk, blah, blah, violence. I'm going, you weren't there. My friends told me there was a cordoned off area. Buses of people were bused to the front of the demonstration. And then those are the people that attacked. It was a setup, Bill. I really think so. My buddies talked about meeting Antifa guys in the crowd, and they said, I recognize you. Why don't you turn the hat around? It's the uniform to wear the hat backwards for Antifa. And Guy Whitney goes, if you start anything, there's a million people here. You fall down. People will never see you as they trample you. Don't start anything. And I think that entire event was to generate some video clips and some talking points.
Sure.
So then the deep state media could run a hate campaign.
Yeah.
It was shocking to me.
No doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. That's the case. Although, Mike, do I know the one that they told not to say anything because if you fall down, you'll never get back up?
Could you say that again?
Well, you told me that the Antifa that had the hats turned around, they were recognizing somebody said, hey, we know who you are. And they were like, well, don't say nothing. Who was that?
No, no, no.
It was
the other way around. It was the other way around. There were a million people there. There were a handful of Antifa guys that were identified. They were not in a bunch. The guy says, I know you typically want to start violence. We're ready to end it. We're shoulder to shoulder. You take a swing. You start anything, you're going to get hit from behind. And if this crowd moves, you're going to get trampled and killed. So don't start anything. If anybody puts you on the ground, you may not survive.
Yeah, it didn't work, though. That warning did not work.
They didn't have to start violence in the crowd. They gave the media the film clips they wanted right out in front.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be so glad to go back to gun news that doesn't make me feel dirty. What bothers me is that many of the elites who co-funded the deep state here, they want us disarmed. And those billionaires, they have a timeline on their investment. Looking at that takes an entirely new spin when we realize that the CIA is now involved in domestic politics.
Sure.
Are they going to retire Biden for medical reasons, or will they stage an attempt on his life? Would the CIA stage a shoot at a school bus in Pennsylvania to say, yes, now we need to ban rifles, because they've got the media all ginned up to run a hate campaign on anybody? I thought those were the sort of intelligence operations that the spooks used to run overseas, and now I'm afraid to see them here at home. That would be horrible. The next article that I have to write is what free states have to do to protect themselves from the deep state.
Right. Well, I mean, it's definitely it's going to be an interesting road to hoe. Although in the interim, I'm hoping in the next 4 years, we in the Second Amendment advocacy, we can take some of the people out there that were there was a lot of never Trumpers in the 2A advocacy. Did you see that? I'm sure you did.
You've interviewed some of them. Yes,
yeah, I have. And we need to get into be facing in the same position, and we need fighting each other. And we need not to get into these things. And the ones that want to do that, then we need to expel them and maintain the united front. Because that's one of the things the left does. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morse. And this is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, as we have been doing. So we've done a little politicking. We've done some other stuff. Where would you like to finish this up?
I want to carry on a theme you brought up, where we want to hear what the other side says. I'm concerned about violence. Maybe if there were fewer guns, that would help. Oh, so you think firearms prohibition works? Let's compromise, and we can end up like Chicago, where the good guys are largely disarmed, where you wait weeks, months, sometimes the better part of a year to get a permit to touch a firearm, then to own it, then to carry it. Now, there are concealed carriers in Chicago, and they defend themselves. This last weekend, sadly, 23 people were shot. 6 were killed, more than the previous weekend. That's just the weekend. That's not the week. We had people who were sitting in their car, driving down the street, and were shot and killed. It appears that was deliberate. This is gang activity. Maybe some new gang member has to prove that he's a tough guy in the gang, and he will go shoot an innocent person to show the gang that life doesn't matter to him. Very few of these crimes are solved. A shockingly small number. It's called the closure rate. What's so frightening about that is that the police largely know who the perpetrators are. They're across the entire country. There are 2,000 murderers, gang members largely, who are they're the trigger men for the gangs. We can arrest them. We can, one jurisdiction literally said, this guy gets a tail. You camp on his front door. You camp on his back door. If he moves, you follow him all day long. He could no longer be the designated murderer for the gang. He left the city. Crime goes down. otherwise you'll catch these guys in minor criminal activity. He said, you know, you've been arrested for three previous shootings. Here's some new criminal activity. We're going to charge you with federal crimes. You can either stop or go to prison. Which is it going to be? You need to get your GED. Let's find out right now. And those programs worked. That's very different from taking some young man in Baltimore who lives in a crappy neighborhood who's threatened daily as he comes to and from work, and he can't get a permit. He slips a gun in his pocket. He's actually one of the good guys. You won't let him protect himself and obey the law. Putting him in jail isn't going to stop a crime. So we need to be both strict and discerning. I don't know that Mayor Bloomberg, when he was the mayor of New York, was up to that. He was throwing lots of innocent people in jail. Classic example, carrying, Boy Scouts were charged for carrying a pocket knife. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm just listening to all the stuff you're telling me, and I mean, it's the minutia that is out there under the guise of rules and regulations and all this other stuff that they come up with. It's so hard to keep up with, and it's so hard. And then when you start reciting this stuff, I think the arrest rate in Chicago, isn't it like 11%? And of those, they actually convict 2% of that 11%. Is that am I accurate on that?
Those are numbers that I think are right. I can't.
Yeah.
You do the. I'm an amateur at this, Bill. You do it every day. Thank you for coming up with that. I didn't know this with it. Yeah,
I think I saw
like
that somewhere.
That fits in.
But that means that 89% of all the, you know, we know that 84% of all gun homicide is due to a bad drug deal, which we know that's happening in the inner city of Chicago. So that means that of all of those drug deals that are going wrong that turn into homicide, 89% of them in Chicago are not getting, there's not an arrest made at all, and they never make an arrest on those.
Right. Right.
And I mean, that, I sort of get why crime is so rampant there. It's not that, there's not a whole lot of risk.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder if that's due to the Ferguson effect or defunding the police. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that. And it's only going to get worse.
I think a lot of it is the judges in Chicago were told to adopt a political sentencing posture. We've got too many, here's the truth, wasn't stated this way. We've wiped out economic opportunity for young minority men. They're committing crimes because drugs are the big way to earn a living in the city now.
Right.
We can't send them all to prison because that looks bad. So we don't. We put them back on the street. And now we get violence rates that are the shame of the entire country.
Yeah. Yeah. And
well, okay. I want to end on a positive note.
Okay.
Okay. And come on, we can do this. This isn't
okay.
We've got some good news. It would be a shame to hide it.
Sure.
Look, we've seen banks go, oh, you're a gun industry. Oh, you're a gun store. No, you can't. We won't process your credit cards. Wait a minute. I have to only take cash and take that to the bank. By the way, dealing only in cash makes you look like a criminal enterprise. Because honest people can show an ID when they conduct a transaction. Fortunately, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency issued language on a rule that said, no, if a bank says, we won't deal with you because your business is of a select group, like, oh, you sell gun parts, you sell ammunition. These days, you sell holsters or firearm safes. No, that's not allowed. That means the bank can have its license to operate at least questioned, if not removed. That's great news. I wonder if the Biden administration will turn that rule over. But for now, it's good news.
The whole thing with, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're going to look like. And I hope I'm correct about the Senate, and I hope we have 2 years of internal fighting, and the House gets taken back by the Republicans. And those are my hopes. But
mine too. Except I don't. The Democrats didn't win. The swamp won.
Yeah.
So I think McConnell's a Democrat.
Well, he may be. I mean, for all I know, he may be. He did do a lot with the judiciary, but then when the chips were down and he had to think a little bit outside the box. And all of these guys are always out there going, I'm a little concerned about my legacy. Shut up and just do your job and let your legacy fall where it falls. Stop worrying about your library. Do the job, and then later when you're done and we're rolling you around, we'll build your library, and then you can sit there and you can regard it in the same way you would. You don't need to be worried about it right now because you got work to do. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We will see where it goes.
What you and I wonder is, how does a swamp, well, I think we know, a swamp creature like Mitch McConnell hands out kickbacks to people who vote for the measures he's trying to get through the Senate, and if you don't play that game, your legislation disappears. For example, there was the upgrade of the act that lets us transport firearms from state to state.
We're about to run out of time.
Thank you, Bill.
Anyway, thank you for shifting to today. I do appreciate that. It's always good to have you on board. And Rob gets to come on here whether he's good or bad. Just so everybody knows, he's out there talking that. But anyway, thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.